All right, welcome back to the True Blue Sports Show. I am your host, J.D. Gerns-Weiler. Joining me, as always, my co-host,
Xander Weiler.
All right, we're recording a little bit late. First thing first, though, as always, basketball. Last episode, we talked about how CHS basketball was coming back. And today, we have the... Or maybe, was last week basketball was back, or was last week?
Last week
basketball was back. Maybe it was that we had already gotten to the first game by then.
Yeah, all of our games were after our podcast.
So, I don't know. Garden Plain was – no, yeah, we had one before the pod last week. So, there would have been one on last week. At Garden Plain, the girls lost 63-35. Let me get the stats right here. I got it. Sign into Max Preps.
63-35.
Because
I know they had one insane girl, right? That was just crazy good.
Us?
Mm-mm, the Owls.
The Owls. Yeah, wait, they should have the box score somewhere. What the heck? Varsity basketball team. Or we lost 63-35. Sorry, we didn't win. Oh.
Oh.
Some hype up video. All right, there we go. Yeah, it's a recap video. Where's the stats? The stats were just here. Okay, there. Okay, here we are. What's wrong with this website? Let's see. For us, Corey Babcock had 13 points. Then after that, Tyra Vogel was the only person to even score 5. So we had a pretty bad performance there. It was... Madison Zogelman. I don't know if I'm saying that right whatsoever, but 15... Natasha Dooley had 11, and Kennedy Horacek had 10. So that's it. We had Babcock made 3 of 11 three-pointers. That's something that stands out to me.
25.
As a team, we shot 22% from behind the line, which is
this has been a big thing bad. With our basketball
with team. With both lately. Basketball teams, though. Yeah, because last week we talked about how Garrett Allman shot 1,000 three-pointers and made 2. So, let's see. They had, from the line, we shot 53%. So, not exactly where you want to be there.
Yeah. You knock them down.
Yeah, we had Corey Babcock. This is what, actually, this stands out to me. Babcock had 8 total rebounds, which is as much as Catrone and
Michaela Schonifer
combined.
Yeah.
So that's probably...
But Schonifer had a pretty big game recently.
Okay, yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So I'm just kind of looking at probably why we lost here. It looks like the rebound game and the shooting from 3.
That's been big on both teams, though.
We don't have any stats, but the boys also lost to Garden Plain, 56-45. So that was closer, at least.
Yeah, it was... It's only closer because they put in the bench players towards the end.
Again, So
I've noticed this a lot. For some reason, when we're losing and we put the bench in, the bench is like more efficient than our starting
five. Now versus the Rose Hill Rockets, the Comets came out 54-30 at win. I noticed that it's always a blowout by one of the teams. Either we lose by a lot or we win by a lot. Yeah, it's been different. It's very different. Let's see.
This is the girls, by the way.
Rose Hill has not – we don't have any stats from Rose Hill. This is, again, the girls' game. Let's see. Yeah, Michaela Schonifer had 21 that game, and Babcock had 17, leading the team there. From three, we shot 18%. So, again, we're not shooting the three-point ball well. If we're going to be taking 22 threes a game and not working for –
we need to make at least 40.
It's not like there's a shot clock. You know what I mean? So that we can work for better buckets. But if we're only making 4 out of 22 threes, then what's the point?
It's basically a turnover at that point.
Yeah. We had – let's see. Schonifer had a double-double because she had 10 rebounds. Let's see. Wagner had 7 rebounds. Catron had 5. Babcock led the team with 7 assists as well. So there's some of that. JC Lewis had a block. So
That's crazy because she's tiny.
She's like the shortest person on the entirety of our girls' basketball team, including JV and C team.
Mm-hmm.
The boys won 62-53, so they got their first win. So there's that. And then the final game that we've had so far at home against Leavitt County, the girls barely – I said the blowout thing earlier, but this is they scraped by. The Grizzlies almost mounted a comeback because they were – up 50-45, and so they only won by two because the Grizzlies almost mounted a comeback. Leavitt County has no stats in so far. Corey Babcock went off 22 points. JC Lewis had 16. And here's a number again, 40% from three. That's where you want to be. You want to be 40% from three. We shot 44 in this game. That might contribute to why we won.
JC Lewis only missed one.
Yeah, she went 4 for 5. She was heating up behind the line. So, let's see. Rebound totals. Babcock had a double double with 11 rebounds. She also had 7 assists and 4 steals. So
that's crazy.
We had 11. We're good at steal. Like we have a good defensive team this year because the steals numbers are just shooting through the roof.
Almost everyone has a steal here.
Yeah, like for
two people,
Bogle and Wagner, are like the two people who got significant playing time and didn't get a steal in that game. We'll talk about the boys won 51-40. So right now we're sitting at the boys are 2-2 and the girls are 3-1, I believe.
Yeah.
So good start of the season. Girls maybe repeat a conference championship or division? Is it con?
Did we talk about the Olympic game?
Yeah, we talked about the Olympic.
Okay, making sure.
So, next week in Comet Sports, this is like around Christmas time. We're recording this tonight as we're recording this. Basketball at home against Pittsburgh. Wrestling has Prairie View. That might have already happened. I don't know. I didn't look.
That happened last night.
That was last night. Prairie View was last night. They also have at Claremore and then JV at Cherryville over the next week. So, pretty good. So, quite a bit of wrestling going. I'll try to get some results on all that.
Yeah.
For next week. We probably won't have one next week, but when we come back, there's potential. Xander's going on vacation.
I'm going to see a Utah Jazz game in Orlando. So.
Because he likes to watch bad teams play.
Wow.
So, been talking to some people and there's potential I could get another co-host to do a podcast before Christmas break ends. So
yeah,
probably a couple days after Christmas that I might get another.
I can give you a rundown of the Jazz game when I come back.
All right. That could be your spotlight when you come back. All right. Let's go into the NFL. I want to talk about the Rams Cowboys game because I don't know what happened, if Jason Garrett wasn't allowed to coach or something.
Oh, my God.
If, like, his offensive coordinator just took over the game, because this was a great, good game.
This was a terrible game.
The Cowboys, like, I was – with our side, I was happy with this. Like, we put up 44 on the Rams.
This is embarrassing.
Like, for the Rams, it is. Definitely.
How do you go to the Super Bowl and then lose to the Cowboys?
I don't know. I'm just – because we played to our full potential for the first time
all season. Like you should play.
Yes. Dak Prescott, 15 for 23. He missed – that's a decent. 212 yards, 2 touchdowns. Didn't throw a pick. I was happy with that. Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott both ran for over 100 yards in this game.
That's
insane. The difference being – Tony Pollard had half the carries and more yards.
Pollard's a beast.
Yeah, Pollard had a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott also had 2 touchdowns. Let's see. Tavon Austin and Jason Witten also play the whole week. Jason Witten, who is – Alexa, how old is Jason Witten?
Jason Witten is 37 years old.
37 years old. He catches a one-handed catch and just backs into the end zone for a touchdown. Alexa, stop.
Alexa wants the help.
He makes a one-handed catch and just backs into the end zone.
What is Tony Pollard's 40 time? Isn't he, like, insanely fast?
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty speedy guy. Well, like, it's like let's see, about 10 years ago. I can't remember who they were, but the Cowboys had
his 40 is
4.37. Yeah. We had about 10 years ago. It would have been around 2009. We had Marion Barber III, but also who was our other good running back there? And Felix Jones. And Marion Barber was like Tony Pollard. He was zipping around and getting through there, fast guy. Felix Jones, or maybe I have it backwards.
Jason Witten was still playing for him.
Yeah. One of them, I can't remember if it was Jones or Barber, was a very like big like Ezekiel Elliott type running back. It's reminding, it's just giving me flashbacks to those teams. So it was very, very exciting for me.
The only good the Cowboys will have this year.
I was happy with it. This shows how good we could be if we actually had a competent head coach.
Yeah, I was like, get a new head coach and you guys would be good.
This is us playing. Like, our guys actually came out and played. Now, if we could have a competent head coach, we could do this 12 times a year. So, easily could go 12-4 if we had a competent head coach with this roster.
You're not going to fire him for a while, though.
Oh, I hope they need to fire him quick and then jump on and sign Ron Rivera.
That's true.
I would be so
get
excited.
Get Chip Kelly.
Yes, no. another thing I want to talk about, the Texans-Titans game. We talked about this on our last podcast, how this was going to be a big game because both teams were 8-5, tied for top of the division. Deshaun Watson does Deshaun Watson things, 2 touchdowns, 243 yards. Also threw 2 picks, though.
That's surprising.
Ryan Tannehill threw 2 touchdowns and 1 pick at 279 yards. So higher QBR there for him. Carlos Hyde, who is also like 100 years old, ran for 104 yards on 26 carries, got a touchdown. Texans win 24-21. So
looking at that,
here's the thing, though. Tennessee needed to win this game because they have New Orleans next week, I believe.
They're not going to win that.
Yeah, they have New Orleans and then the Texans again. So they need to win out and hope that the Texans – because I remember the Texans were playing a bad team this, weren't they?
Yeah.
They playing the Giants?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're playing the Buccaneers.
Oh, Buccaneers.
So the Texans are going to beat the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
So the Titans are not going to win this division unless by some grace of God the Buccaneers beat the Texans.
I know there's another crazy stat about how Cleveland can make it into the playoffs. I saw something about it.
They could, I guess, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
I
think they'd have to win out, and then they need like three other teams to lose
out. Yeah,
which is like it's really probable because the teams that they need to lose.
I want to talk about the most Raiders thing in Raiders history. they were up 16-3 at halftime. This is their last game in Oakland, right?
Yeah,
and in true Raider fashion,
they blew
a 16-3 halftime lead.
Oh my god.
To Gardner Minshew and company.
Because it's Gardner Minshew, duh.
Yeah, 201 yards and two touchdowns for Minshew Mania. Derek Carr, 267 and a touchdown.
Have I ever told you how happy it makes me that he's starting again?
Yes, you've mentioned it almost every time I've talked to you about football since he started starting again. 42 yards rushing for
Minshew. I watched the end of this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was over. The fans were throwing trash on the field in true Browns fashion.
Oh, well, that seems like something. Yeah, they deserve it. This team is garbage.
They are.
Las Vegas is not getting anything pretty. I'll tell you that. So, but then after this, I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday morning, the Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
Thank God.
For being their president of football operations.
That guy is absolutely terrible.
Well,
he ran.
That guy brought you Gardner Minshew.
He also ran Jalen Ramsey out. So
yeah, it's true. So also I want to talk about the Falcons 49ers. The Falcons keep doing this. Because
how did they beat the 49ers?
I don't know, but this is like the second or third time that I looked at a score and I was like, holy cow, how did the Falcons beat that team?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's the Falcons. It's Matt Ryan.
I expected them to beat the Eagles. It was when they beat the Saints and then beat the Panthers the next week. Like, I didn't expect this year's Falcons, after how bad they've been playing, Let's see. They were
They lost for a big while.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 They were 1-7 and then they beat the Saints and the Panthers in back-to-back weeks. When they were 1-7 and still had the Panthers and Saints twice, I had no – never in a million years did I think, oh, yeah, they'll win three of those four games.
No.
But somehow they did because they're the Falcons. And Matt Ryan
he's a magician.
He showed up in some of those games, though. I mean, he's been my fantasy quarterback all year, and I've been riding him through the good and the bad. And I missed the playoffs just barely. So, just like the Falcons.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude, used to do all the time. All right. Now the Colts-Saints game, and this was historic for multiple reasons. In a rematch of the Super Bowl in which the Colts played the Saints back when Peyton Manning was playing for the Colts, Drew Brees breaks Peyton Manning's touchdown record. And of all teams, he did it against the Colts. I thought that was pretty poetic. He also, at the same time, broke the record for highest completion percentage in one game.
I can't believe
96.67%. He now has 541 career touchdowns.
I can't believe he threw four touchdowns, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, is the Jacoby Brissett hype train over?
Yeah. He reminds me of a Kendrick Nunn. That makes sense.
Where he's like gets hot.
Hot at the beginning of the season. Exactly. Everyone's hyping him up. And then he just fell off. Yeah.
But Drew Brees, if Jacoby Brissett's Kendrick Nunn, Drew Brees is LeBron James because they're both old and continue to ball up. So
yeah, that four touchdowns is insane.
Four touchdowns, 307 yards, only threw one incomplete pass.
That's 29 for 30, man.
29 for 30. Alvin Kamara also ran for 66 yards in this game. Finally getting him in kind of involved. Like, he hasn't been big.
No.
I remember last year, around like the middle of the season, he was like that. He was like what Christian McCaffrey is now, where he was like kind of in the MVP conversation.
Yeah.
And so I can't believe that. But yeah, like, look at this. Michael Thomas, 12 receptions, 12 targets. Jared Cook, 4 receptions, 4 targets. Taysom Hill, 2 receptions, 2 targets. Alvin Kamara,
he had
5
a touchdown,
five.
Too.
The only person who dropped a pass was Latavius Murray.
Of course, he ruined it.
Of course, Latavius Murray ruined it.
It's because he's a Viking. He was.
Yeah, that's why. So yeah, that's pretty great. Before we get to. Let's do standings, and then we will get to Pro Bowl, or let's get Week 15 results, and then Pro Bowl selections, then standings and predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of Week 15, kind of.
I
don't remember if it played out kind of.
It is expected, except for that one game.
Ravens completely destroyed the Jets. We talked about
stat padding.
Yeah, we talked about that last week with the Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Just beating Michael Vick's record. The Chiefs 23-3 blowout of the Broncos. We were talking about the Patriots beat the Bengals 34-13, which I don't think should count because they're cheaters.
No, yeah, no, they were filming that sideline.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter because it's the Bengals and they would have won like this anyways. 30-17 win for the Buccaneers over the Lions. So going into that Texans game, maybe. I'm just saying maybe. Of course, the Bears lose to the Packers, 21-13. Texans, we were talking about them. The one in a garbage bowl game, the Giants, 36-21 over the Dolphins.
I really want someone to go to the Dolphins. Yeah. Like, someone good.
Yeah.
Because those uniforms are just awesome. I want a jersey.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Eagles have a 37-27 win over the Redskins, and that's the big matchup this week, the Eagles-Cowboys, basically for the division this week.
But it's the Eagles, so like.
So like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are coming off of a great win, and last time coming off of a loss, I believe. We beat them like 37-10, so.
The Eagles are so bipolar.
Yeah, the Seahawks 30-24 win over the Panthers. That's closer than I expected, but of course the Seahawks won. Cardinals beat the Browns 30-24. The OU quarterback matchup there.
Yeah.
The Vikings 39-10 win over the Chargers.
The better quarterback won.
Yeah.
Of course.
The Falcons 29-22 win over the 49ers. Which
I still
about.
Can't believe
I
that.
I still can't believe it either. Bills beat the Steelers 17-10. And we already talked about the Saints 34-7 win over the Colts.
I'm really proud of the Bills.
Now let's get to who made the Pro Bowl this year? Because that came out this week. We told you we'd have it.
There's a new record, too.
New record. The Ravens. 12 players. Now, think about this. You only get to have 11 players on the field at one time, and they got 12 in the Pro Bowl.
That's crazy.
So, if you wanted to, I wouldn't suggest it, but if they wanted to, they could throw 11 Ravens players out on the field for just an offense or whatever.
That'd be funny.
And then have one guy still on the bench.
I bet they have Earl Thomas out there. Put him at wide receiver.
You probably have to put him on the line. He's probably one of the bigger guys that they
No,
have
I'd there. Put him at wide receiver.
Anyways, speaking of wide receiver, the AFC Pro Bowl rosters. First, we have the offense and wide receivers. DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans, Keenan Allen of the Los Angeles Chargers, Jarvis Landry of the Cleveland
Browns. Why?
Because he's actually been one of the good parts of that team. When Baker Mayfield can complete a pass to him, he's
Baker been Mayfield a great part can't of throw.
Tyreek Hill, the Kansas City Chiefs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The
you know what's bizarre to me?
Of the NFL.
In Madden, he's the highest rated wide receiver, right? He doesn't have a superstar ability or an X Factor.
Well, it's because Madden's not that great of a game.
That's true.
Okay, at tackle, Ronnie Stanley of the Baltimore Ravens. There's one.
Yeah.
Laremy Tunsil of the Houston Texans. Trent Brown of the Oakland Raiders. Guard, Marshall Yanda of the Baltimore Ravens. There's mm-hmm. two. Quentin Nelson from the Colts. David DeCastro of Pittsburgh Steelers. Quentin Nelson, I'm just going to point out there, I've never heard an offensive lineman talked about more than Quentin Nelson was this
year.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Center, Marquise Pouncey of the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is my favorite name in football.
Pouncey.
Rodney Hudson of the Raiders.
Raiders have a lot of people.
They have quite a few, too. For being such a trash team, it's weird.
Yeah, I think it's because they're
just does.
That's true. Dallas knows it best.
Yeah. Travis Kelce, tight end for the Chiefs, and Mark Andrews. There's another Baltimore Ravens, so we're at three so far. Quarterback, Lamar Jackson. That's four for the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, he's MVP.
He's going to win.
Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, last year's MVP. Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans.
Why is he even in there?
Deshaun Watson?
Put in Gardner. Whoa, man.
Well, I'm just saying Mahomes was hurt quite a bit this year, so I could see the argument for.
But it's Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes being, I know why he's in, but
I feel like Gardner should be in instead of Deshaun.
Yeah, probably. Running back Nick Chubb for the Cleveland Browns, another guy who's on a bad team that's actually playing good.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, the Titans. He's a big reason that, and I have liked Derrick Henry since he played at Alabama. When he played Alabama, I was like, this kid is gonna be good. It might take him a few years, and it did, but he's
It's because he's on a trash team.
Yeah. Mark Ingram of the Baltimore Ravens,
Five?
Let's see. That's five. Because we had Stanley, Yanda, Andrews, Jackson, Ingram. Fullback, Patrick Ricard, that's six.
That hurts my feelings. I feel like the Chiefs have a better fullback.
Defensive end. Defensive end, Joey Bosa of Los Angeles Chargers, Frank Clark of the Kansas City Chiefs, and Calais Campbell of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I thought Frank Clark was going to make it this year.
I didn't think he would either, but I'm kind of happy he did. Interior lineman, Cameron Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Chris Jones of the Chiefs, and Geno Atkins of the Cincinnati Bengals. Outside linebackers, Von Miller for the Denver Broncos, T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Matt Judon. From the
six.
Baltimore Ravens, so that's six right there. Inside linebacker, Darius Leonard of the Colts and Dante Hightower from the Patriots. Corner, of course, Stephon Gilmore from the Patriots. Tre'Davious White from the Bills. Marcus Peters from the Ravens, that's seven. Marlon Humphrey from the Ravens, that's eight. Free safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Steelers. Earl Thomas from the Ravens.
That's nine, right?
Yeah, nine. Yep. And strong safety, Jamal Adams from the New York Jets. Kicker, Justin Tucker, my kicker on my fantasy
team. Big Truss.
There's 10 right there.
It's Big Truss.
Yep. Long snapper, Morgan Cox. Also for the Ravens. It's 11.
Punter, is that even a position?
I don't know. Punter, Brett Kern of the Tennessee Titans. Return specialist,
McCole Hardman
from the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, special teamer Matthew Slater. So I think we missed one in our count, but he lined up with 11. But still, McCole Hardman, Matthew Slater. Now for the NFC. On offense, we have wide receivers Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin.
That just scares me. That sentence right there.
I don't think that Julio Jones should have made it. He shouldn't have. I don't think that he should. I think he made it because he's Julio Jones. Like, I don't think he should have made it based on what he
I feel like Larry Fitz. Fitz.
I think Fitzgerald should have made it too. Yeah. Tackle. David Bakhtiari from the Packers. Tyrone Smith. There's one of my Cowboys right there. I think the Chiefs had six. I think the Cowboys had five or six.
I thought the Chiefs had 10.
Tyron Armstead, New Orleans Saints. Guard Zach Martin from the Cowboys. That's our offensive line, man. Our offensive line. Brandon Brooks from the Eagles. Brandon Scherf from the Redskins. That's crazy. Okay, wait. Time out.
How did he make it there?
Time out. All three guards in the NFC are from the same division, and it's the worst division in the thing.
Don't question.
Also, two of them are named Brandon.
I think they just picked randomly.
Center, Jason Kelsey from the Philadelphia Eagles, and Travis Frederick from the Cowboys. So we had three linemen make it. So I'm happy to see that. Quarterback, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers. That all makes sense.
Yeah.
Running back, Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey.
And isn't Michael he Elliott. Hurt? Dalvin Cook?
Maybe. I think he might be, yeah. And then fullback, Kyle Juszczyk from the San Francisco 49ers. Defensive end, Cameron Jordan from the Saints. Nick Bosa from the 49ers. Danielle Hunter. That's a girl's name. Danielle Hunter from the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, he's not going to.
Interior lineman, Aaron Donald. Fletcher Cox and Grady Jarrett.
This is really weird to me because I feel like Aaron Donald hasn't had a great year.
No, I haven't really either. Outside linebacker, Chandler Jones for the Cardinals, Khalil Mack from the Bears, and Shaquille Barrett from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's the same thing with Khalil Mack.
Yeah. Inside linebacker, Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly. Corner, Marshawn Lattimore, Richard Sherman, Darius Slay, and Jalen Ramsey.
Big play Slay.
All four guys that I think very deserving this year. And then free safety, Budda Baker.
Budda Baker.
I know, but I say Budda Baker.
I like Budda.
Budda Baker. Eddie Jackson. So, and then strong safety, Harrison Smith. On special teams, the Saints kicker, Will Lutz, made it. Long snapper, Rick Lovato from the Eagles. Punter, Tress Way from the Redskins. Return specialist, Deontay Harris from the Saints. And special teamer, Cordarrelle Patterson from the Bears.
I'm going to be honest. This is the first year
I've heard the Ravens had 12.
This is the first year I've heard an NFC Pro Bowl team, and I've been legitimately scared.
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs did have six. I was right on that.
Yeah, they did.
And then the Cowboys, we had four. So, yeah, I was close to five. I thought it was five, but we had four.
I feel like Cole Klitt should have been the kicker.
Yep. All right. It's big choice. Do we want to do predictions first or then standings?
Standings.
All right. The Patriots are – and the Patriots and the Bills have both clinched the playoffs. Patriots 11-3, Bills 10-4. I think they still have to play each other once.
Yeah.
So the Bills could take the division.
They will.
Let's see. I'm really just going to mainly talk about who's in the picture here. So just going to throw out here – the Patriots have the Ravens have clinched their division, and the Chiefs have clinched their division. The division, the South,
is still
up for grabs between the Texans and the Titans. And then basically it'll be the Bills and either the Texans or the Titans who make the Steelers could still make a wild card spot, but it's between the Steelers, Titans, and Bills, or Patriots. Whoever doesn't make it in the South and whoever doesn't make it in the East will be in the conversation.
Yeah.
But the Steelers could also make their way in there.
That's true. I bet they won't, though.
The Titans could lose out.
That's true.
The Titans could lose to the Saints and the Texans easily. So, in the NFC, the Cowboys and the Eagles, that division's up for grabs still. The Packers have clinched a playoff spot. But not yet the division, because the Vikings could still take it. The Saints have clinched their division. And then the Seahawks and Niners have both clinched playoff spots. But they're both 11-3 in the same division. So that isn't going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. If they play again, which I think they might, that'll be a good one to watch. So it looks like the wild card picture is pretty much wrapped up of whoever doesn't win the division in the North and whoever doesn't win the division in the West
will
get the wild card spot. So let's go ahead and do predictions for this week. First up, Saturday at 1 o'clock, we have the Texans and the Buccaneers. I picked the Texans here.
I have the Texans also.
Next, we have the Bills and the Patriots.
I got the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills beat the Patriots.
I want the Bills to win.
I want them to win as well, but I think it'll be Patriots.
No. Unless they film the sideline.
The Rams and the Niners.
I have the Niners.
San Francisco, easily. Yeah. Minshew versus Matt Ryan.
Minshew.
Yeah, Minshew. I'm going with Matt Ryan. I'm going with my quarterback. Now, this is truly the trash bowl of all trash bowls. The Bengals playing the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins.
Yeah, I got the
That's
Dolphins.
That's magic, baby. Ravens, Browns, obviously Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think the Saints will beat the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts will beat the Panthers.
Yeah, the Colts will.
Now, this is a pretty close one. I'm picking the Redskins to beat the Giants.
Yeah, I got that too. I feel like the Giants want to get a lower draft pick.
Mm-hmm. It's just who will be the better loser there. The Steelers play the Jets. Of course, the Steelers are probably going to win. See, that's the thing. They're playing the Jets this week, and the Titans are playing the Saints. So that's why I'm thinking the Steelers could still be there in the wild card.
They could, but...
The Broncos are playing the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Bronco.
Raiders, Chargers. I pick the Raiders in an upset.
Really?
Yeah.
I pick the Chargers, so...
I'm picking the Raiders. Even though their record's better, this is considered an upset.
Yeah.
And I'm picking the Raiders. Cowboys, Eagles. I got to go Dallas.
Yeah, I got Cowboys.
Yeah. And then the Seahawks, Cardinals,
Seahawks. Seattle,
Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, Bears, Kansas City, and this will be a good game. The Vikings play the Packers this week. I think it'll be the Vikings.
I think it's the Packers because that big injury to Dalvin Cook, the Vikings suffered.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the final score will be?
I got 21-7.
I have 28-24.
Wow.
Vikings win.
Hmm.
I think they'll show. I think that without Dalvin Cook is the reason they'll push and they'll show up.
Who will they throw it to besides Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs?
Okay. But I mean, maybe that's another one that I'm picking that I'm on the fence about. But you got to pick some. I pick some upsets to
that's
be.
True.
And I mean, I've picked 84% correct. This
wow. So okay.
Just gonna throw that out there. He definitely hasn't. So now on to the NBA. First game we want to talk about: Mavericks Bucks.
Wow.
Mavericks, just so you know, don't have Luka. Luka's hurt. He's out, and it's the worst time for him to get hurt because they're playing like the Bucks, Sixers, Heat, Celtics, like all of them This is a big team, like Eastern Conference, kind of, I don't know what they call it. There's a word for it, but they're going on an Eastern Conference trip there through that. Yeah. So, but the Mavericks beat the Bucks without Luka. Porzingis has 26, Finney-Smith 15, Brunson 13. Kleber has 10 off the bench. DeLon Wright has 13 off the bench. And here's the thing that I saw. Seth Curry, baby.
Oh, yeah.
26 off the bench.
Seth Curry is a sleeper. All right.
Giannis went off for 48. And they still lost.
It's because Chris Middleton did nothing with that big contract.
Yeah. Ilyasova had 11. Hill had 10. Korver had 17. Because Kyle Korver comes in and hits 5 threes in a layup. So
it's Kyle Korver.
There's that. I want to talk about the Heat Grizzlies game because the Grizzlies beat the Heat.
That's crazy.
And now here's the thing: Ja Morant wasn't even the top scorer. Ja Morant had 10 assists.
It was Jaren.
He was 20 and 10. It was Valanciunas.
Valanciunas
with 21. Crowder had 10. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 15.
Yeah, I like how he had
off the bench. Clark had 14.
Those were all threes, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, and Melton had 16. The Heat Butler had 25. Robinson had 12. Adebayo had 14. Nunn had 18.
Bam is just
Hero still scored 22 off the bench.
Why aren't they starting him?
I think the same reason that the Clippers don't start Lou Williams. Just have a scorer off the bench.
I guess.
Because I would start him over Kendrick Nunn.
But yeah, I would too. But I think they're still trying to
count. Adebayo also had 13 rebounds in this game. So
he's had a fantastic season.
He's doing pretty good. He's a good pick for MIP this year.
I was watching a post-game interview with Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. And they were versing, I think it was Bucks, right? They beat the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, what is it like showing these super teams that you only need one superstar, and Jimmy Butler is like, who's our superstar, Bam?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I want to talk about also a little bit. All right. Xander does this all the time about the Jazz. It's my turn to rant about the Lakers. Now, biggest game we've played so far this season by far. We're playing the – we are 24-4. Bucks are 24-4. We're coming together last night. I watched the first half of this game and then just turned it off because I just couldn't stand it. Here's why. Anthony Davis, stop taking threes. 0-for-6.
How do you go 0-for-6?
He's still got 36 points, right? Dude, freaking Giannis went like 5-for-8.
That's a career high.
Yeah, he had a career high. Stop taking threes if you can't make them. 11-for-25, this is crap. LeBron had Wesley freaking Matthews guarding him the whole first quarter. Didn't score a bucket. LeBron was easily like a foot and a half taller than Wesley Matthews.
Wesley Matthews is like severely old too, right?
How can you not score Wesley Matthews? Oh my God. It was bad. It was horrible. Like the defense. Rondo, 5 turnovers.
Well, you know it's bad.
Thanks for that.
The Green Ranger has the same
amount. Danny Green, points. 21. LeBron, 21. Exactly. This isn't...
Your bench is terrible, too.
But, except they're not that terrible. Dwight Howard's been playing good this year. Rondo's been playing good this year. Caruso's been playing decently good this year. I mean, Avery Bradley's been having a pretty decent season. Okay, Troy Daniels and Jared Dudley shouldn't be getting minutes, honestly. I mean, get Kostas and Antetokounmpo in there and get him some NBA playing time.
4 minutes and had a turnover.
That is Jared Dudley. But like the defense last night, like here's the thing. My praise about Frank Vogel so far this year has been that our defense has looked smooth. Like we were making good switches. We had just kind of like this kind of mix matchy pace to it, right? And last night, it's like they couldn't do any of that anymore. Just threw all that out the window. But here's the big problem. We scored 17 points in the first quarter. That is the lowest all year.
That is crazy.
And it's because Anthony Davis and LeBron took a whole lot of shots in the first quarter and made one to combined. Anthony Davis still ended up with 36, but that's not the point. Because 14 of those were free throws.
There's many more of those games to come when you have two really ball-dominant superstars.
Now, here's the problem that I'm going to have, is over the next few days, I'm going to be hearing and be reading, could the Bucks beat the Lakers in the championship?
Yeah.
This was not the Lakers. This was the Lakers playing like we did 6 years ago when Kobe was still on the team. Okay? This is not who we would be in a 7-game series. I guarantee you the Bucks don't get this game from us 4 times. Because when we play this game is the only way the Bucks beat us.
They did keep you to 17.
Unless Middleton and Antetokounmpo go off for 50 each.
They dropped 42 points on you in the second.
Because, like I said, that was our defense. We just couldn't stop them from scoring. So we came back a little bit, but it wasn't enough. Lost 104 to 111. That is the end of my Lakers rant. Let's go on to the standings.
Standings.
Bucks 25-4, still on top of the East. Celtics 18-7. Miami Heat 20-8. Raptors 19-8. So our
how are the Celtics higher up than the Heat?
Just by win percentage, 720 to 714. That's weird. That is weird because like. By win percentage, yeah, Celtics are the second team, but the Heat are in third place and are closer to becoming first place. Like, they're only 4.5 win games behind the Celtics 5. That's just weird how that, the math works out there. From the Eastern Conference, the 74-8 tracker is looking at the Bucks, Celtics, Heat, and Raptors. So those are only potential teams there. The 76ers are in 5th place, 29. Pacers, 6th place, 19-9. Nets, 15-13 at 7th place. And then 12-16 Magic are in the playoffs at the start of the day. Hornets and Pistons are the two first teams out. Hornets at 13-8. Pistons are 11-17. Eastern Conference is not strong all the way through.
No. Atlanta's been terrible this year, too.
Atlanta has been hot garbage. They have a worse record than the Knicks now.
Wow. maybe firing David Fizdale was okay.
Maybe it was. I thought it was okay. I was like, yeah, that's the right move. Fire David Fizdale. The Lakers here in the West, 24-5 now.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers 21-9. Nuggets are the Nuggets and the Lakers are the only teams who could go 74-8 out of the West now. Nuggets are 18-8.
Because the West is another so one.
Yeah, this is so yeah. The Rockets are 19-9, Mavericks are 18-9, Jazz are 17-11. Thunder 13-14, and then the Kings wrap up the playoffs 12-15. Mm-hmm. I would say the best thing for your Jazz right now is the fact that Luka got hurt.
Yeah.
Because this number is going to start going up, and potentially your Jazz's win number could start going up.
Well, we need to start giving Rudy the ball more on offense, too. Mm-hmm.
Portland Trailblazers are 12-16. Spurs and Suns are 11-16. Those are your first couple teams out.
Donovan's been having a great season, at least.
Yeah. So. All right, let's get on to every NBA team's next game. The Hawks are at Nets tomorrow at 5. Celtics at home against the Pistons tonight at 6:30. Hornets versus Jazz tonight at 4. Bulls at Pistons tomorrow at 6. Cavs versus Grizzlies tonight at 6. Mavericks at 76ers tonight at 7 on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Nuggets versus Timberwolves tonight at 8. The Warriors versus Pelicans tonight at 9:30. What a garbage game that'll be. Houston Rockets at Suns tomorrow at 8 on NBA TV. Pacers versus Kings tonight at 6. Clippers at Spurs tomorrow at 7:30. Lakers versus Nuggets Sunday at 8:30 on NBA TV. Heat versus Knicks tonight at 7. Bucks at Knicks tomorrow at 6:30. We were talking about this before the podcast. Poor Knicks.
Yes.
Their next two games are Heat Bucks. The Thunder versus Suns tonight at 7. Magic at Trailblazers tonight at 9. Raptors versus Wizards tonight at 6:30. Now, usually we pick some marquee matchups that are coming up. Since this is our last episode before Christmas, we're going to pick the NBA Christmas games. Just to fill you in, Xander beat me again last week.
Man, I'm so good at this.
Let me just
make it white.
Clear this up. All right. First game. Celtics at Raptors at 11 on ESPN.
Celtics.
Yeah, same. I think this will be a good game, though.
Bucks
Sixers at 1:30 on ABC.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Yeah, that's a close one for me because that's one where I very well could pick the Sixers.
Yeah, I was thinking about
it. As an upset pick kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets Warriors at 4 on ABC.
Rockets.
Oh, yeah, with the Rockets. And then Clippers and Lakers.
Oh, I got Lakers.
I got Lakers.
Man, we're
picking the same teams. I'm going to go up there, and to make this interesting, I am going to pick the 76ers.
You're
going to
pick the 76ers?
Against the Bucks. So, and then Pelicans at Nuggets at 9:30 on ESPN.
I got the Nuggets.
So we picked every game the same, except for I'll pick the, just out of saltiness from last night, pick the 76ers. Pick 76ers to beat the Bucks. So yeah, no garbage tiebreaker this time. So let's go ahead and just the Clippers Lakers is easily the main event of the evening.
Yeah.
So for our tiebreaker, let's pick the score. Total score of that game. Give me 236.
245.
Okay. So that's our combined score there. So now, let's see. Let's get on to college football. There's not really much to talk about.
We already talked about who's playing next in the bowl games and all that jazz.
So, LSU.
I'm pretty sure we already talked about
it. Playing Oklahoma. Clemson's playing Ohio State. That's next week. So, LSU beat Georgia in the SEC championship. Ohio State beat Wisconsin in the – let's see. That was the – what are they, the Big Ten?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're Big Ten.
Championship. Clemson played Virginia. I don't think that wouldn't have been – because
no,
Clemson's in the SEC, so that wouldn't have been a championship game. But Oklahoma beat Baylor in the Big 12 championship. So.
Yeah.
Pretty good. We know who's playing next week, so we'll get there. Men's college basketball. KU's number one, baby.
You were right.
Yeah. I'm rarely wrong.
Okay.
Gonzaga hopped up four spots, the way, to number two. Louisville dropped to three. Duke's up to four. Ohio State's down to five. Kentucky's up to six. Maryland's down to seven. Oregon's up to eight. Virginia stays at nine, and Baylor hops up to 10. Michigan, I think, had the biggest drop this week. They dropped nine places from five to 14.
Insane. They must have had a big loss.
And the biggest jump this week was San Diego State, who jumped from 25 to 20. So they didn't find it. Now for baseball news, baseball signings and trades. Anthony Rendon signed with the Angels. Rendon, one-time All-Star, won the World Series, two-time Silver Slugger. Won the World Series last year, of course. He last year hit – let's see, this is batting. So last year he hit 44 doubles, 126 RBI, 34 home runs. He had batting average of .319, on-base percentage of .412, slugging of .598, and OPS of .1010. So he was – yeah, so third in the MVP voting last year. Corey Kluber got traded from the Indians to the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers are getting a – two-time Cy Young winner, three-time All-Star, one-time ERA.
That's a pretty good deal.
Champ. I think they traded just a bunch of prospects and maybe some picks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He had an ERA. See, he had a bad season last year. Injury, like, he got super injured, only pitched, like, seven games. So, nice. But if we're going off the year, if we're going to include the last 2 years to get over that injury, only 223 hits. He pitched 250 innings in those 2 years, 101 runs, 92 earned runs, 29 home runs on him. He had an ERA of 3.3 and a 22-10 win-loss record. So he's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Only giving up like 8 hits per 9 innings and 1 home run. So, and like 2 walks. So, and he was an All-Star in that time. So there's Kluber, and then Madison Bumgarner, who I still hate, from the 2014 World Series, four-time All-Star, three-time World Series champ, two-time Silver Slugger, World Series MVP, NLCS MVP. He signed with the Diamondbacks. He started a National League high 34 last year, 207.2 innings pitched, 3.9 ERA, gave up 30 home runs, only gave up like 8 hits, 1 home run, and 2 walks per 9. How many strikeouts did he have? 203 strikeouts. So that's about it. All we have left are our spotlights of the week. And for my spotlight this week, I went a little bit out of our usual range. We're usually picking people for what they do on the court or on the field.
Is that background? Is that LeBron
James? It's LeBron James.
Wow.
This week, I wanted to talk about Langston Galloway's shoes. Because I saw this just on the Detroit Pistons Instagram of the Average Joes and the Globo Gym from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Also, I found Family Matters shoes and Ed and Eddie. So... great shoe game from Langston Galloway. A not great player, but great shoes.
Great
shoe.
It's like PJ Tucker.
Yep, go under your spotlight.
So keep it in the theme of shoes. I want to talk about how all of these NFL linemen are wearing Air Jordan cleats. Like, it's just kind of ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm. Like, no, at first it was like one player that I noticed is starting to get like two or three players. And then last week I was watching a game and there was like five players on the same team wearing Jordan.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, shoe game.
Yep. So that's it for today. Make sure to go on the comment online, check out John's story about the spring performance this year. We also have stories out about Star Wars, Disney Plus, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL MVP picks, all that good stuff, and more podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you go check that out, and we will see you later.